The U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, Susan Rice, has warned Syria not to intensify violence ahead of a ceasefire proposed by the UN and Arab League, and is calling on the Security Council to respond appropriately if the Syrian government should fail to keep its pledge to end military operations by April 10th.
What we hope may be different now is that we are now united around the initiative of Joint Special Envoy Annan. The Council has endorsed a six-point plan. And in that context, should the Syrian regime continue its violence, we hope that that would create a climate that would be perhaps improved over the past, in which all member states see the wisdom of delivering not just a strong message, but strong actions that might change the calculus of the government in Damascus.
Syria says it will honor the deadline, though activists say the government is merely stalling for time. According to official UN estimates, well over 8,000 people have died in Syria over the past year as a result of the government's crackdown on protesters. I'm Chris Oltieri.